Hello and welcome to the first episode of Spill the Tea with Us Three. My name's Amy and I am joined by Georgia.
Hello.
And Jenny.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. So you may have heard us before, you probably haven't, but we also do have another podcast called Girls Talk Crime. If you haven't heard it already, go check us out.
If you like crime.
We love a bit of crime.
We've got a whole, what is it, 5 episodes of that?
No, there's loads more than that. I think we've got about 8.
I think we've got double digits, I thought.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no, must have been. Maybe like 10, 11. Go check it out. And we have got another one kind of in the making as well, but we will get that released as soon as we can. But we have been talking about starting a new genre of podcast for a while, and we're finally getting around to recording our first episode.
Yay!
Which is now. Guys, what would you say the genre of this podcast is going to be?
Just girls meeting up, basically.
Yeah, I think we have such good chats when we're just together. We just kind of want to record that for everyone else to enjoy.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think you kind of hear that a lot in our other podcasts as well, don't you? Like, we do tend to kind of go off in tangents a lot and just talk about our own stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So why not have a whole podcast which is just based on that rather than talking about grisly murders in between? And do you guys have any warnings for this podcast? Is this for children?
Oh, God, no. I would just say this show contains adult content.
Adult content.
Enjoy it.
I'm not going to lie. Whenever the podcast say that at the start, I still listen to them around my children. Probably why my child is so messed up. Child. Yeah. don't have multiple.
Yeah, I don't think they pay that much attention to it. Except for, I will just say, we were talking about this before we started, with all this kind of coronavirus going on at the moment, my son has started to do impressions of Donald Trump saying, China, which is not great. And he, yeah.
Just to clarify, he's 4.
Yeah. But yeah.
So with this podcast, we do need to get you involved. That's you, the listeners. We'll ask you for stories, questions, polls, you name it. If you are listening now and you haven't already joined us on Insta page, Facebook page, you know, get your stories into us today. So we will provide you with email as well. We have set one of those up. We're very business. If you don't, you know, our podcast will be shit, like Jenny's Midge.
Hey, that's not shit. That gets way more attention than yours does. Just put it out there.
Currently,
it's an open party. Oh, no, actually, no more.
It's closed for business.
It's closed for business at the moment. Social distancing.
Maybe listen to this podcast in your headphones and not around children or your parents.
I love all of those TikToks where they're like, is dick an essential item? So we are still going to be doing our true crime podcast, but as many of you listeners may know, there's a lot of time and research that goes into preparing a true crime podcast. And quite frankly, we have fallen behind. It takes a lot of time, and I think we just ran a little bit flat with it. But we are all in isolation, so because of this pandemic, we don't really have an excuse to say we can't do the research, even if we do have children running around. So there will be some more episodes coming your way. We have recorded another one, as Amy mentioned earlier. We just need to finish recording it, which will happen at some point in the near future, I do hope.
Yeah. And also, me and Jen are like full-time having to look after the kids at the moment. And who knew Georgia is still a key worker and she's still hard at work?
Excuse me.
I am a key worker.
Oh, yeah. And also, Jen is also a key worker and working from home. But... and how do you do that with Jackson running around?
Well, he keeps coming and sitting by my bedroom door and listening. And I can hear him breathing out there. And I'm on the phone to customers. And I just keep opening the door and, like, shooing him away. He's good, though. He doesn't say anything. I can just hear him out there, lurking out there.
That's just reminding me of that news presentation. Remember that news reporter?
When the kids come
he's
in.
Doing a live video.
And the mum comes in, like... checking them out.
It's the little girl, she comes in like do 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 do, and then the baby comes in on the stroller.
So the other day, so lucky, he must have been listening outside the door until I finished speaking, because as soon as I was like, okay, thank you, bye bye, he kicked down the door and he came in. He had like a chocolate ice cream, like, you know, and they've been eating a Cornetto, and so they've got chocolate ice cream everywhere, and he was just topless but wearing joggers. He had this, you know, and their belly goes all like pot belly where they've eaten so much. He just kicked on the door and he came in and he was like, mummy! I was like, imagine if he did that when I was on the phone.
That's like that thing when people's partners keep coming in and like taking their dressing gown off and they're like completely naked, but it's not. It's his Jackson with cornet
around his face, yeah.
His pot belly.
It was like a scene out of Lord of the Flies. Feral child.
So whenever I'm on the phone, Noah's constantly like, mummy. He'd literally be like, I would not be able to do it, I don't think. Unless he got taken out of the house, I would not be able to do calls from home.
No,
in the background. When he notices you're on a Skype call, he wants your attention straight away.
Yeah.
Mummy.
Jackson's got a thing at the moment of when I talk and he doesn't want me to talk, he just puts his hand over my mouth or like in my mouth. It really annoys me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Or when someone is like, to try and cut you off when you're speaking, you're like, I think as I get so wound up, I actually bite my knuckles. And I'm like, fucking stop it before I punch you in the throat.
I know. I keep threatening Jackson with violence. I probably shouldn't because he's getting quite punchy at the moment.
Josh, the other day, he was doing it to the Alexa. Hopefully she doesn't pick that up now. But he kept saying, oh, Alexa, time 1 hour. Alexa, time 2 hours. And he got up to 9 hours. So those would have gone out throughout the night. Luckily, I figured out on the app how to cancel them. Without saying it. Because every time I said, cancel all timers, she'd be like, and then he'd go back in and do it again. And I was like, oh, I will end your life. Shut up.
You know, there would be a really, really simple way to sort that out.
I did it on the app.
You could have just unplugged her.
You'd have just plugged it back in, though.
Oh, right, yeah. You could have just
hide it.
Clicked off
the not a child. He's a grown man.
Yeah. You didn't think it.
Put by the wall. You'll sit by the wall.
Yeah.
The number, was it? You sit by the wall for how old is he?
It was 29.
29 minutes and I'll sit by that wall.
Yeah.
29 minutes on the lobby wall. Phone.
Yeah, every time you speak, those minutes start again. Yeah.
Thing is, he is like a child. Like, you know, when they keep going on and on and they find it funny.
Mm.
And like you're laughing at them, but it's really really frustrated laughing.
Yeah.
And you're like, I am laughing, but I want to kill you.
That's like when you're play fighting and you find it like you don't want to play fight, but you're laughing. So they're like, oh, that means that it's okay. It's like, no. And then,
it just spirals.
There's certain spots on him where I know that will get him. So like if he's doing it now, I'm just like jabbing the ribs. And he's like, ah! I'm like, yeah, prick. Stop annoying me. So obviously during this horrible time of isolation, we would like to say, you know, it's a really great time to applaud the NHS.
Thank you.
And also all the other key workers, i.e. me, keeping us all protected as best we can during this worldwide pandemic.
Stay active, stay at home if you can. That is the main, you know, thing that everyone's saying, just stay at home. This is like the best thing we can do to control the virus, they're saying. And then we could just all get back to normal, hopefully, as soon as possible. And hopefully by July, because I want to go on a fucking holiday.
I want to go on selfish, holiday.
But I really want to go on
and
holiday.
And, Amy, what else? You want to...
And I want to get married as well.
Exactly. Forgetting about that.
But that's not September. Holidays, if it's not gone by September, then I think we're all just going to give up, aren't we? Because fucking hell.
But what I do think as well is when everything starts opening up, all of those people who've been putting themselves in isolation to keep themselves alive... They're going to go to the pub and they're going to drink themselves dead, aren't they? Think of all the pressure they're going to put on the NHS for people just binge drinking and getting alcohol.
Yeah, because everyone's saying, like, as soon as they get out, they're going to go straight and have, like, house parties or go to the pub or do all this stuff.
I do like a lot of those memes. I have tagged Josh in a lot of them. You know, it's like the car bombing it through, like, one of those dirt tracks. It's like when the pub opens up.
Yeah.
And it goes over a hill, it flies over it. This will be you.
To be fair, I don't actually miss going to the pub. I wouldn't say...
I just miss seeing you guys.
I miss seeing you guys. That's the main thing. Yeah.
First thing I'm going to do is not go to the pub. It'll probably be like meeting up with you guys or just actually being able to go to the shop properly and not having to worry about cleaning the trolley down and stuff.
Coronavirus!
Yeah. But yeah, let's kind of move on.
Yeah. Enough coronavirus.
We're kind of recording this at the beginning of April. We'll probably release this by mid-April, where we'll probably still be same particular.
We'll still be having the same conversation.
We'll just be a bit more dishevelled and depressed.
Yeah.
I'll be a bit fatter.
A bit.
Oh, see, I'm trying to do more exercise, that's the thing.
Amy's going to get buff.
Get fit. We're going to transform ourselves by the time this is done.
I put that in our group chat at work. I was like, I've just bought some resistance bands. I was like, when I return to the office... you're not even going to recognise me. I'm going to be so buff. And someone just sent me a picture of Popeye. So that'd be me. Oh my God.
It's your challenge.
Look at that.
It'll be like hedge as fuck.
Pinch, that's right. You need to get some of them bands, Amy, FYI.
I know, I need to, yeah. I just feel a bit bad, like, ordering stuff offline at the moment.
Okay, so obviously with being stuck at home, loads, I have been rinsing out, listening to all different types of lovely podcasts.
Me too.
Yeah, so on one of these lovely popular podcasts by Chris and Rosie Ramsey, who I just got to say are legends, they really brighten up my Friday.
They really do, and Rosie on Instagram, her stories, she just makes me smile. She's such a real person, yeah. Like... Oh, I love her. She's great.
Yeah.
And Chris, he's good too.
10 a.m, baby. 10 a.m, 10 a.m, my darling. On this week's episode that I've recently just listened to, there was a question which we have to copy and we have to discuss this. And it's kind of a would you rather. Would you rather have sex with a goat, but only you know that you've had sex with a goat? So that's just for you. No one else will ever find out, but you have to have sex with a goat. Or would you rather everyone thinks you've had sex with a goat, so everyone thinks you've had sex with a goat, but you haven't, but there's no way of getting away from this?
Would probably rather have sex with a goat. I don't know how that'd be physically possible. It would have to have sex with me.
Yeah,
issue, I think. It's difficult for us.
I'd rather do that as long as I have like a femidom or a condom. It's fucking disgusting. But I'd rather do that. Then potentially end up, potentially end up wanting to kill myself because everyone took the piss out of me and I wouldn't be able to leave the house without people thinking, you've shagged a goat. Do you know what I mean? I'd just know it by myself. I'd be disgusted with myself and I'd have therapy.
You'd never get away from it.
Like, to say, I don't know, I just keep having these really horrible dreams. And have therapy about it, but it would just be me who knew about it, no one else.
Just don't think it'd be, like, physically possible.
Yeah, but let's just imagine it is. Let's just imagine that, you know, if you opened your legs in front of a goat, he would go ham.
Oh, God.
Okay, so let's just say it's possible, physically possible. You can't get pregnant, no STDs, you've got to do it.
No dirt from the mountains.
Yeah, it's a clean goat. I don't know, I would say I wouldn't, and I would just let everyone think it, fuck it.
I think, though, you are quite mentally strong.
Yeah, whereas
I would probably crumble.
Yeah, I'd be a bit upset if people, I guess, I don't know, but like in work and stuff. Like,
started throwing lamb shanks at you when you walk down the street.
Yeah.
Curried goat.
Jenny, that'd be you throwing lamb shanks at
me. Yeah, that would be me.
It would just be Jenny.
Everyone would, 3 years down the line, everyone will have forgotten about it. I go, maybe I'd take some goat. So I think I would be on the same path as Georgia. I would do it and just try and deal with the torment inside my head. But also, I could agree with Amy and say, just deal with it, because it would get forgotten about after a while.
No, but this is the thing. Yeah. We don't know if it will get forgotten about. The thing was, no one will ever know. And then this is the thing. It says that everyone will
also
know.
Also, I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Oh, yeah, it is. 100%. It's bestiality.
So if people think that you shagged an animal, would I then get
potentially, because
an
everyone thinks you've done it. Everyone thinks you've done it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you may get...
Mm. So then I may think,
I'll just take one for the team. Come here, Billy Goat. Yeah.
Take one for the team. Also, like, I've had sex with loads of bloody goats in my time, so is it any different?
You've had a fair few trolls as well.
I've had the Billy, the goat, and the gruff. Oh dear.
Funny.
Like, things like that would go round and round in my head. I don't think I could actually ever fully decide on something. I think there's pros and cons to both. Pros and cons to both. It's time for Rosha Host.
So this little nugget of our podcast that we've decided to do is called Roast the Host. So each week, one of us or two of us will get roasted by one or the other, and obviously the remaining person, it might even be three of us in 1 week, who knows, we might be pissing each other off. Our little antics are getting on each other's nerves. But we've decided to come up with a segment called Roast the Host, and we can have a giggle whilst taking the piss out of each other. So my one this week is, Jenny, why are you incapable of reading back in a group chat? Every single time it's, can someone just catch me up, please? Like, all you got to do is scroll up and press play.
I have an answer to that, because a lot of the time when I'm at work, I get to, on my short shift, I get 2 10-minute breaks. And by the time you've made a cup of tea and you've had a wee, you don't really have a lot of time to go through your phone, especially when we were organising the holiday and there's like 100 missed messages. Half of them are fucking 2-second voice memos from Bridie going, have you renewed your passport? I can't be bothered with all of that. I really can't. So I just want someone to give me a brief update. And I think that's fair.
I think it was like last week, the week before, you started a conversation off, and then it wasn't even that like far down the conversation. Can someone catch me up? What are we talking about? I'm answering your question. You said?
Yeah, my bad.
You started this. You mess.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's not a big roast. Just I thought that'll do. That's the little one, the little niggle we can get at.
True fact.
Yeah, hashtag facts.
Yeah.
I had to tell Jenny one time there was quite a serious message in one of the messages, and then there were quite a few messages, and I had to message Jenny separately saying, Jen, this is the case, don't put catch me up.
Okay, so my roast to you,
I'm
Georgia,
scared.
Is I don't really know how to categorise it.
Categorise.
You just, you're so annoying. You minge. You whinge and you moan about stuff, but then you do nothing to help yourself.
Yep. I'll take that.
And then you ask for advice, and then you don't take it. And it's just really fucking annoying.
I do that.
And you've got a little counter argument which has no valid points ever.
Like what?
Like, for example, the kebab. I was like, yeah, but you're touching the packaging, and then you're taking the food out. I'm eating it with a fork. I'm like, did you take the kebab out of the wrap out of the packaging with a fork and put it on the plate? Well, no, but I'm not even eating the kebab. I'm just peeling it apart with my hands. I was watching you eat it before
I took
got
one
on,
bite,
and you were eating that fucking wrap.
I will show you the picture.
Still,
one bite.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
For sake.
But in my defence, which I have said earlier this evening, the news said it is unlikely you can catch it from a takeaway, and I've clung
unlikely
on to that. I've not held possible on to that so hard because I am a takeaway queen. It is, although, can I just say, out of all the takeaways I could be having,
you had a kebab.
No, it is dirty, I'll give you that, but it's not one of the ones that's shaved off. It's one of the ones that full on chicken chunks they put on skewers and then put on the griddle.
Yeah, so they touch it with their hands.
And gloved hands. They have gloved hands. But it, yeah, out of all the takeaways, that's not the worst one I could have, because it is just a plain old wrap with a bit of chilli sauce.
Yeah.
It's not like a full-on curry or a Chinese, which is covered in fat.
I got a question. Did you, when you got home from work today, as soon as you came in the house, did you take your shoes off?
No.
Did you wash your hands?
I went for a poo. Saying that, I got a bit of poo juice on my hands. Not my hands. Not my poo juice. Because I got, I got home and the toilet was blocked. So I had to try and plunge it.
What did you do? Put your hands
down
there?
No, I tried to plunge
there?
It, but it was that high up that a bit of splashed on my hands.
You do realise this is...
Yeah, that's fine. Podcast, it's because it wasn't my poo. Okay. I didn't leave it in there.
What, and that's worse?
It is worse.
I'd rather it be my
poo. I know
poo.
It's worse. I sorted out the blocked toilet first, though. I thought there was no point sort of coming back to it. Just deal with it. Then I obviously washed my hands. Thrice. So, to be fair, there was, like, no pooey water in there, but I knew a poo had taken place.
Oh, that's disgusting, that is.
It's really fucking annoying. I've unblocked the toilet about 8 times this week. And it's not my poo. Can I just say as well, I heard a conspiracy today. This is another a tangent. Who knew? Who knew we did them? That apparently it's not coronavirus that's killing everyone. It's the government with the 5G giving everyone radiation poisoning. And I thought, you moron. Yeah, I thought, you idiot. I was like, because if it's radiation poisoning, your skin would be burning for one. Like, you'd be throwing up loads. I know I've not been very well, but that's all stress. But, you know, so I mean, I was like, idiot.
Well, I had a corker the other day. A customer said that she had to close all of her windows at 12 o'clock because the government were going out in helicopters spraying disinfectant over everything, and she was really worried about the cats and the birds. I was like, oh, really? Yeah, where did you see this? She was like, oh, I saw it on Facebook.
Can I just say, I did see two what looked like military helicopters yesterday when I was driving home. They were flying over Filton.
But they wouldn't be spraying. They wouldn't spray disinfectant out into the air without giving, like, proper warning.
No, I know. But the picture, I know the picture she's on about because I've seen it. It's got, like, a yellow dust coming out of it.
Also, like, we can't get disinfectant anywhere. Where would they get that much fucking disinfectant
to disinfect
from?
The world.
Yeah. They've got, like, Dettol in their bloody helicopters and they're just going, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you who's laughing right now.
Mrs. Hinch.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, luckily, like, she was a craze just before this happened, because at least most people do have...
Yeah, I've been spraying it in my car and then not being able to breathe. Because I've sprayed it.
I actually bought a big bottle of the B&M version of Sephora, but it's like a tropical one. Oh, it smells amazing. It smells like squash.
Squash. Yeah, but if it's anything like your squash, Jenny, it'll be shit. Overly diluted.
Still make it like that.
Question then.
Add the water, drizzle a little bit on top.
It might be a little bit of a roast. How would, and this could be to you, Amy, or to our listeners, if we might do a poll on this one, how do you make your squash? Do you do... concentrate then water, or water then concentrate?
I'll tell you how I make my squash. I don't. I just drink fucking water.
All right.
That is how I make my squash.
Plain Jane.
Squash drinking.
Yeah, but if you're making it for Noah.
Oh, I put like a dribble of squash and then I
thank you. You do it the normal way.
The normal way.
How else Jenny does it with water.
I put the water in
and
first.
Then puts the squash in at the top. It just doesn't mix.
Yeah.
What, do you mix it with a spoon or something?
No.
Let's it infuse.
There you go.
Spill the tea.
Oh, shit.
So following on, have you ever heard of a really funny review? Have you left a review that's hilarious or even negative? Who knows? But that being said, we're going to read one that we found really funny.
Okay, so the review we've got is for a clitoral simulator.
Simulator? Amy's clearly stimulated already.
Well, I've got all giddy.
You know what you remind me of then? You remind me of one of the hairy bikers.
Why?
No.
Oh, my hair.
Oh, I've got all giddy.
Got all giddy. We'll say vibrator. Can we say vibrator?
Yeah, that's just more say like vibrator. Yeah.
English, isn't it? So a vibrator from Amazon. So, let's go. Having read everyone's reviews, I had high expectations, but with the price being under $50, I wasn't exactly going to be shocked if it was mediocre. A few friends of mine bought it recently and told me of its power. I was warned to take the day off, hydrate, and above all, do some stretches. I thought they were being such drama queens.
It was delivered within 2 days of ordering, so it's already off to a good start. Opening the very discreet box, instructions say 2.5 hour charge time. Not too bad. I plug this little bad boy in while the kids are at school, waiting for it to charge, killing time reading some erotica my friend and fellow queenie recommended, because I don't have time to screw around waiting to get into the mood. I have to get the kids in a few hours, and I need to be ready to go when this thing is done charging. Tick-tock, bitch. Tick-tock. Welcome to motherhood.
Patiently waiting, me is checking to see if the little light has stopped blinking every 10 minutes, like a crackhead waiting for his dealer. After only an hour and a half, solid pink light. Game on. I played with the settings on my hand to test this fine machinery out. The vibration for the G-spot part is quite strong. I was impressed with that. Even before use. Next was the suction. The list. Next was the suction. So many levels, it was interesting to see the different patterns and strengths. There were 10 levels for clitoral and 10 patterns for G-spot. I'd never use a clit suction type stimulator. So I have nothing to compare it to, but I looked forward to it nonetheless. Time to solo party.
I found placement for the clit a bit low for my body shape. It took me a few minutes to get everything where it needed to be. That was a bit time consuming and slightly frustrating. But as with a new toy, it's trial and error. I started the clit one on low, which I barely even felt. Unbeknownst to me, it wasn't lined up 100%. So me being me, I decided to go from 0 to 60 in 3.5. I hit the suction button setting to level 5 or 6, and I hit the juice block button as well, and made a minor adjustment on suction placement. At least I think that's what happened, because I'm pretty sure I blacked out. My legs went straight out like those goats who faint. Sorry. So silly.
I love this
report, it
cracks me up every time.
I know, read it so many times.
My legs went straight out like one of those goats who faint when scared. I never came so fast and so hard in my life. I squirted, and I have never done that.
Luckily, I put the towel down first because I hate wet spots. I frantically tried to turn it off, but ended up hitting the buttons like a maniac, sending to an even stronger suction and now variant pulses from the G-spot vibrator, and came again. I'm pretty sure I levitated. It was an unending orgasm. This time, my soul left me, and God himself said, "Child, it is not your time. Go back to the little pink light. Mind you, I'm agnostic." I'm brought back into my earthly body after managing to pull it off me, throwing it across my bed. It falls to the floor, still buzzing happily away. I shook for a good 5 minutes, and I couldn't get up off the bed even if I wanted to. I stared at my ceiling, dazed, trying to remember who I am and what year is this. I get up to clean up and realise, in my seizure-like orgasms, I've hurt my hip and my back. I'm still hobbling 4 hours later. I did not stretch enough.
So, in conclusion, this met and it exceeded my expectations. Hydrate. Make sure that you don't have anything that involves decisions or brain power for the rest of the day. And for the love of God, stretch like you're about to run a 500 metre dash.
Love it. Such a good review. So good.
It's just that I levitated and God himself said, "Child, just nudge and dive."
If my leg shot out like one of those goats that fainted.
Would you like to know a little bit of a funny story about me, which I don't know if I've ever told you guys?
Yes,
please. Oh, love a new story.
So I was probably, I don't know, 17, 18, and I discovered porn. And I discovered that I could... it was probably about 17. And, yeah, so I discovered porn, and I discovered the powers of sorting yourself out and realising that I could make myself come, pretty much. And I literally did it so much in one day. But I tried to walk to the toilet and my legs buckled from underneath me. I'd literally just been sat like how I am at a desk all day. So I remember being in so much pain, but thinking like, oh, I'm nearly there. Like literally did about 7 or 8 in a day, like consecutively. Just kept making myself go. I remember standing to the toilet. And you know when you're drunk and you can't feel your legs?
Yeah.
And like I kind of
buckled out. Can't
explain it. You know when you're wearing high heels and your legs buckled? I was in so much pain. I know. And this was like midday as well. Pretty sure my whole family were at home.
Jenny's just upstairs popping off.
Levitating then. Around the room.
Oh, 17-year-old Jenny.
Oh, floating.
Do you know what always makes me laugh about Jenny is with a partner that you've had and they tried something on in the middle of the night, I think it was. So I remember you telling me, and it's always made me think of you, just the word cracks me up. And they actually put their hand down Jenny's pants, and rather than going like a smooth little circular motion, they just went full on side to side. And Jenny just went, "Babe, it's not kindling."
Yeah, trying to start fires. Fucking hell. Like Bear Grylls. Jesus Christ.
Bear Grylls.
Not your funny bursting into flames.
While levitating around the room.
This thought fucking cracks me up every time.
Bushfire!
Imagine if he died that way as well. He'd be like that as a ghost.
I have to set up donations to put out the fire that is in Jenny's crotch.
Bushfires.
The bushfires, yeah.
Oh, funny.
Oh,
dear. So funny. Oh, dear, God. Dear. Every time.
Well, I think we should wrap up now.
I think we're done.
And on that note...
yeah. Apologies if you've been offended, but I'm guessing you've lasted this long, so
thank you.
You're still with
us. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope you laughed as much as we did.
Yeah, and get some stories in. Go on our Instagram page. We'll get the email up on our Instagram page as well, because I don't even know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Spill the tea with us three. The pod.
Yeah, the pod.
I don't know. We yeah. will insert it in the description down below, because we don't know. Because we're shit. With stories, guys. First, your first masturbation stories. Come on, get them into us. I'm sure someone can top mine.
Yeah.
Also, at least Jenny set the bar as well. Yeah. She's not afraid to Levitate. Get a good story out there.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm a prude, so I won't be talking about
Amy's,
any of
Amy's
that
a prude.
I'm
Georgia might start opening up.
I'm not much of a prude. We all know I've done it, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, get on Instagram, like, rate, subscribe. I can't say it. Like, rate, subscribe.
Could you just say subscribe?
Rape. Do rape.
Like, Amy, rape, dirty mind. Get off the raping, man.
But yeah.
Join us next time.
Yeah, thank you for joining it, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That was Olivia. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.